This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. What is up, party people? Welcome back to the End in Mind podcast, and I am your host, Caitlin. Really excited to be here with you guys today with another solo episode. I have been scheduling some amazing guests for this year on our show, and I cannot wait to share them all with you guys. So, as I mentioned in previous episodes, if you are a business owner or a lifestyle entrepreneur, someone that believes that they have a message that needs to be heard, or you just want to come on a podcast and have a really great time, message me on Instagram. Let's get you booked on the show. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about your expertise and share some education with this lovely audience. So, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today that is a reoccurring topic, something that I'm seeing everywhere, is the shift in the consumer and the shift in the way people are buying things, purchasing things. I talked about this in previous podcast episodes a bit when I touched on the power that Instagram holds when the consumer is purchasing. But really what I'm seeing heavily change is the way that my current audience purchases, but also my friends, the people around me, the way they're spending their money has drastically changed. And the reason why is I think that most people are realizing that the more that we learn about ourselves and our intuition, the more answers that we can uncover that are undeniably our truth, right? And they're not someone else's truth, or we're not giving that power away to get answers to questions that we innately know that we have the answers to. And as consciousness continues to elevate in society as a whole, what we're seeing is that this is having a large impact on the way people are purchasing, where their money is going, what they're spending things on, and the importance overall of, you know, this conscious buying. So when you think about your client, I know a lot of you all are holistic entrepreneurs. Like, even in what I do, it's so funny, people will be like, how can you be a social media manager and focus heavily on social media and mental health? But it actually aligns perfectly. Once I took the belief away from myself in that so many other people also placed on me, right, is that if you work in social media, you have to be obsessed with social media and you have to love social media. And you have to be on your phone all hours of the day to be successful in that line of work. I have quite literally proven to myself time and time again that that's just not true. And being a business owner is really about being who I am, right? Like being a well thought out leader and being present with my team and knowing how people are purchasing and buying and trusting in my intuition and knowing that I see the trends, that I know what might be coming down the pipeline has given me the most amount of peace. And I think that that is the message that most business owners need to hear. It's not so much about constantly being the best at what you do. You have to be good, right? You have to be an expert, of course. But there's always a place in business and in life, and I think we can all speak to this, where there's unknowns, right? Where there is a question that maybe we don't have the answers to. And a lot of people think that experts have an answer to every single question. And one of the talks I was recently on, listening to another coach, he mentioned that when a client asks him a question, he will reflect that question back to them. And this is something I've been giving some of my clients in our sessions as well, you know, in those unknowns. When you are the expert, right? When you know that you're an expert, but you still don't have these answers, it can cause us to go into that scarcity, right? And question our education or question our expertise, question how far we've come. When in reality, no expert, no human in the world really has every answer to every possible question under the sun, right? There's always something that we don't know. And there's always something about life that's evolving or new areas that we have to learn more things about, right? Before we can even apply an answer to the question. So it's kind of like walking into a science lab and proposing a question to out of theory, right? Like what's going through my mind is like Interstellar or something, right? When you ask somebody like a question about space and they're like, well, there's several different theories that could apply to that question. You as an expert are also able to say that to your clients and propose that they have the answer within them, right? They really know the answer to their question 90% of the time, or it's something that they need to continue to unpack to uncover the answer to that question. So without being so quick to give an answer, maybe what our job is as coaches or holistic entrepreneurs or people that believe in this type of elevating consciousness is not about providing the answer, but continuing to ask the right questions. And that's what we're all here about at Meraki Media. As you all know, like we've had amazing psychics on this show, mediums, people that, you know, have a great connection with a higher power and can give answers when people are looking for that type of guidance. But what I believe at Meraki is that every single human has the answer within them. So instead of me pulling an answer from a download or pulling a message out of thin air that might not even be, you know, intended for that human, that could also cause a lot of damage. So instead of helping impact their mental health in a highly positive way. So the reason why I'm sharing this message today is because this is what I also believe the consumer is slowly starting to uncover about themselves, is that they're realizing that, okay, I can ask myself the right questions and be able to know if this person or if this product or service is right for me. And then they're going to continue to stay with you if you are able to provide those results that they're desiring. And really, when you think about the results that you're providing to your clients, think about those basic needs, you guys. So many of us get caught up in the exact deliverable that we are providing to our clients, but it's really not about that. Even with social media management, it's about that emotion, that feeling that we're giving our clients when they don't have to post to Instagram every day, when our clients on our coaching side don't have to feel like they're building this business all by themselves and that entrepreneurship is so lonely. Instead, I've now been able to keep my nervous system calm and collected by telling myself over and over again that with the solutions that we provide, we are able to acknowledge and gift our clients this peace or this freedom or more time with their family or less urgency, less scarcity in their everyday life. And that is what actually gets me out of bed in the morning. That's what I feel like I'm making a big impact on in society. And that's what keeps me going. So if you are not feeling this connection to your business, this intuitive build, it is going to be a challenge for you to create content, to feel connected to your clients, to provide results that will actually impact your clients for years and years to come and have that spillover effect that so many of us are desiring. And it may be because you built this business based off of a program that you took, or you built this business out of a point in your life that maybe doesn't feel aligned with who you are anymore. We change, we evolve. And by removing some of these constraints and beliefs, you will be able to empower yourself to trust your own intuition, to brainstorm with other amazing humans around you. Maybe you're not working with a coach right now. Well, find an accountability partner, right? Maybe you work with a coach in the next few years when you really want to take things to the next level, right? That you feel aligned with, that isn't just going to naysay you and give you the answers that you want. They're actually going to help you get to the bottom of these beliefs and uncover what you need to hear, because, or what you need to tell yourself, right? Because it's really not about what your coach is telling you anymore. It's about what you are telling you. That's how we learn how to keep our nervous systems, you know, at that neutral state so we can apply ourselves at the highest level as a human, within work, within relationships, within every single area of our lives. That nervous system connection is really what is making an impact. Believe it or not, even when you're on a sales call, the person on the other end of the screen, whether they're in the same room with you or not, they are feeding off of your nervous system. Your nervous system is updating their nervous system. So if we don't have that neutrality, intuitive connection with ourselves, with our bodies, in staying calm, it will be a challenge to make large sales, right? It will be a challenge to be able to hold that trust and that safety for these humans on the receiving end, because if we don't believe it yet, then how can we, you know, trust that they will believe it, right? And again, in your beginning stages, when you're building out your programs, or maybe when you're finding your footing with your offers, there will be some trial and error here. So it's not to be said that you create one offer and then that's the offer that you're going to sell for the rest of eternity. As we all know, offers change, adapt, you change and adapt, the business change and adapts, and we have to be in that flow. Go easy on yourself when you're finding your footing and building this intuitive connection. But that's why I really do think it's so important to have people in our lives that are helping us stay on this track and keeping that forefront in knowing that the intuition is really what's going to help you build the business that you desire in the long run. Even now, when maybe I'm having a conversation with a client and they're not financially where they want to be yet, previously that would then make me go into scarcity, right? Where I'm like, oh my gosh, something must be happening with the economy. They're not getting the clients that they desire. They're going to leave me because they feel like I'm not a good coach. That was just a core belief of mine that, maybe I didn't believe that I was equipped enough to be a coach yet. But that belief I've been able to counteract and actually show myself that my clients might have financial scarcity for a week, a day, 2 weeks, 1 month, 3 months, but we always come back out on top and we always work it out, right? And I know that my prices are not going to put my clients into financial scarcity. So there's ways to build your company to show yourself, your intuition, your nervous system, that even if a client is going through a difficult time, I am good, right? I am safe. I'm here to hold this space for this client and hold them up through this scarcity moment or through this moment where maybe things are a little tight, right? And I want to be there to support them and have their back. So that's the way I've been able to pivot this belief into a new belief in having that I can hold this space and also allow them to experience their emotion without trying to constantly fix it and or always, right, blame myself at the end of the day. Because it's so much easier to just be like, oh my gosh, well, it's because I'm a bad coach, you know? But I can't control my clients' actions. I can't really, at the end of the day, even make sales for them, right? Even as a social media manager, at the end of the day, the client needs to close the sale or the client needs to have a process to close the sale. That is not what they hired me to do. So when you are a coach or you're a healer, you are being hired to help them achieve this next level emotional state or that higher level of consciousness. But it's still not on you to get them there. At the end of the day, your client has to take those steps and those actions forward, and their intuition will help them get there. So if we continue to silence our clients' intuitions and numb them out like society has done for all of us for years and years, I mean, this is going back generations and generations, we are just continuing to take that power away from our clients. I believe our jobs as coaches, again, holistic entrepreneurs, people that look at the whole wholesomeness of someone, their intuition is the most important piece. It truthfully is the only piece that will give them the answers that they desire. It will not come from an external person. It may be encouraged out of them by a coach, especially as you get to know someone a little bit more, right? And you really know who this human is and what they desire. You can start to work with them to uncover these questions. But at the end of the day, they are finding the solutions to their problems. And that is what I love about working with my clients. Even my clients recently had some amazing breakthroughs. You know, it's just so exciting when I see my clients trusting in themselves and bringing ideas to our calls and unpacking some of these places that they want to explore in their lives that they haven't even shared with me before, right? Maybe they've shared with me on a personal friend level on our calls, but not talking about content creation. And I think that there is a level of allowing for space as human to human to come to those revelations ourselves. Because if we as coaches or we as holistic entrepreneurs continue just to try and push rules or push guidelines or push a certain solution to their problem, I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna resist the heck out of that, right? Like, I am not the type of gal that you want to try and put into a box. Just never been my personality. So I tend to revolt from things like that, and it ends up having a worse effect on myself, but also a worse effect for the person that's probably trying to push me into that answer. So food for thought on today's podcast, and I hope that you all are starting to see this shift in the consumer as well and in your purchaser and who you're working with. A lot of this new way of living will be based off of that internal connection. And I believe that the more light and the more conversations that we can have on empowering our clients to listen to themselves will actually be one of the biggest areas that we will unlock peace for the world that we all so desire. So I hope you guys had a great holiday and a wonderful new year. We are in week two of January, and on our weekly episodes, I will be sharing updates about Meraki, what is going on behind the scenes, a little bit behind, background behind on today's topic. Most of you may not know this, but I actually got Reiki certified. I am Reiki level 2 certified. Now I'm able to actually do virtual sessions. So one thing that I love about Reiki is that it has given me this outlet to empower myself to heal in the moment, or give myself the space that I need to heal my own body, but also apply this, you know, into my personal life, into my friends and family. And now this year we will be rolling it out as a service under Meraki Media Management, and we are calling it, wait for it, Meraki. So it is not up on the website yet, but if you, you know, desire to learn more about our Reiki sessions, what is unpacked in within them, please let me know. I'm thinking that we will do Reiki in conjunction with some coaching calls in our package, and we'll basically help you unlock some of those areas in your body that might be holding some of that tension or beliefs, and then applying it consciously also within a coaching call. So I'm really excited about this new package. Again, it is not up on the website yet. It probably will not be rolled out until Q2. So I am exclusively giving you all this offer as podcast listeners. Again, if it feels aligned, send me a message on Instagram. Let's connect. Let's get on for a coffee chat in the very least, just to get to know you a little bit better, to make sure that we would be a good fit. And then I'm happy to share with you that process and how, you know, this one-on-one work with a little bit of Reiki can really help us take you to the next level. Okay, thank you guys so, so much. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I will chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.